Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47, question 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name. That is, grant us first rightly to know thee, and to hallow, magnify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that thy name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. We all know that God is holy. That is repeatedly taught in Scripture. And, of course, the Lord's name is also holy. So we might wonder, what is the meaning of hallowed or sanctified or made holy be thy name? We can't add anything to the holiness of God's name. But the idea is not that we're contributing holiness to God. The idea is rather that the holiness that God already possesses, that God already is, should be made known, that we should receive it and acknowledge it and talk about it appropriately and as we should. And that line of thought, of course, is reflected in the Catechism, to hallow, magnify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. In other words, we're not adding something to God, we're recognizing what he is. And this line of thought goes way, way back in Christian history. We can find it, for instance, in Cyprian of Carthage, a famous bishop from the 200s, 250, thereabouts, was when he was flourishing. And in his exposition of the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Not that we wish for God that he may be hallowed or made holy by our prayers, but that we beseech of him that his name may be hallowed in us." In other words, that our behavior would reflect the holiness of God's name, that other people would see it. And as the Catechism says, that God's name would not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. As Christians, as those who bear the name of Christ, we bear a responsibility. We represent Christ to the world. And so it's incumbent upon us by our speech, by our behavior, by our pursuit of righteousness, by everything we do, to make sure that his name is not vilified, not misrepresented, but truly hallowed. Well, we can't do that all by ourselves. We need a lot of help to pull that off. And so we pray, hallowed be thy name.